This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Micrometer, with a full line of flow meters for farmers with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. Fertilizer analyst Bryce Knorr says farmers are getting ready to play fertilizer chicken, he calls it. I'll talk about it after this. Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955, supplies a full line of flow meters with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, farmers, just mention the promo code FREESHIP, and they'll send your new flow meter on the house. That's right, completely free shipping. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources isn't an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's Micrometer, micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer flow meters, designed with irrigating farmers in mind, giving you the read you need. Micrometer.com/ag. With the spring season coming up quickly for field work, actually it's already here for some of the growers in the South. We talked to some farmers in Texas, already doing some work as we visited with them at Commodity Classic last week. But Bryce Knorr, analyst at Farm Future, says the fertilizer market is filled with more questions than answers heading into the spring. He said a slow fall season for applications doesn't look much better in the spring, with most of the plains of the Midwest under snow and unusually wet after the winter storms and all of that moisture and more snow melt to come as the traffic on the river system slowed down by high water and flooding, with very high barge freight rates, and that's hampering any movement of fertilizer products. Bryce says farmers' cropping choices are also very much in doubt. While the Department of Agriculture held to its forecast of 92 million acres of corn this spring, the current futures prices and the government's own estimates show soybeans losing less money this year. So while international nutrient markets remain weak, Bryce points out that the retail costs for many products for farmers have yet to show much, if any, pullback. And as a result, he says farmers without assured supplies locked in may be playing chicken, unless they are prepared to make last-minute changes dictated by the fertilizer market. Bryce says ammonia prices remain the poster child for what can and often does go wrong for growers who can't or won't lock in supplies. He says international prices remain very soft, but Midwest plants are quoted up to $200 more, with prepay adding another $45 on ammonia. By contrast, when the market bottomed last summer, the spread between the Gulf and the Midwest plants was as little as $35. And Bryce Knorr says the plants have little incentive to lower their product to the world price because those supplies are out of position in a market that's running out of time. I'll be back after this.